Hi everyone, it's Mandy here and you are on the Success Love Speed Summit with the amazing Carlos Adell, and you're also on Yachting International Radio, who's also showing my series at the moment. So I'm really happy to introduce you to Carlos. He's been a huge influence in my life. He's one of my all-time faves. He's an expert in branding. He's killing it online, and he's an amazing coach for coaches, helping them reach six figures and beyond. But Carlos, you can introduce yourself.
Thank you, Amanda. Well, I think you've said it all. Just a guy from Spain that I'm a coach. I'm a personal and business coach, and I built my business very successfully a few years ago. And then I decided to help other people that were inspired to have the same kind of impact in the world. So together we can make a bigger impact. And today it's really important to understand how to handle, how to leverage the power of the social media online. And yeah, and that's what I'm doing, and I'm having a blast.
Fantastic. So, but it wasn't always this way for you. You had your first six-figure business at the age of 15, and then you went into corporate and engineering. How did you end up with coaching anyway?
Yeah, good question. So the thing is that when I've done a little bit of everything, but when I was 29, I was really disengaged with corporate world, and I wasn't feeling like the best, and I was getting sick of working in corporate, and I decided that I would quit and I would find my way. And that took me to Australia 3 years ago, three years later. And then during my journey, I realized that a lot of people are like limited by themselves because they believe they can do whatever they want. And when I was doing things differently, they would tell me, well, you know, I couldn't do that. I'm like, no, you wouldn't like, or you wouldn't want, because if you wanted, you could, because I'm no different than anyone. And I was trying to explain people that, hey, you can do it too. It's, you just don't want to. And then during this journey, I met Tony Robbins, and I got into a training from Tony Robbins that got me inspired. I'm like, yes, this is the way that I can help people understand that they can do anything they want. And then I got my certification in coaching, and then I'm like, wow, this coaching thing, it is the way I live my life. You know, I always look forward. I never look back. I just try to make the most out of every day, looking to the future. And this is what coaching was. And I'm like, this is perfect. Like, been studying like engineering and all this crap for my entire life, and this is the only thing I wanted. So anyway, this is when I started my coaching business, and it was a really good fit because it was exactly what it was like putting in something official, like a way of living that I had been following for many years, and also a way to help people understand how they could do the same.
So where do you start with someone that wants to achieve something but doesn't think they really can? They think they want to, but deep inside you can tell as the coach that they don't want to, that they're not aligned with it. Where do you start with that?
Where do you start with that? Well, you need to understand what they want. And at this stage, look, what I really look into someone is what attitude do they have? How coachable they are, because I'm not going to waste my time with people who are living in the victim mentality, and they choose not to, you know, not to take action and be like victims. And there's a big difference between those ones that really want to succeed, and they're willing to do anything. They will face roadblocks. They will face mind blocks, but they have the right attitude. There's some people that they just like to complain. And they say they want it, but they don't really do anything about it. And they're not coachable. That's another important thing. And look, it's basically understanding where people are, asking questions, understanding exactly what they need, why do they want it. And it's like throwing gasoline to a fire that it's getting put off, right? So if there is still fire in there, the fuel will burn. But if the fire is off, I'm not trying to convert people or to change people. It is empowering what you can do. I don't know if I'm answering your question, but the thing is that I don't work with everyone, and I need to see this spark. I need to see this passion, this willingness to succeed, because otherwise it's really hard. And I give a lot of strategy. I give a lot of methods, and I give this strategy because I know that it works 100% of the times if you implement it. So there's people that they want it, but they don't want it bad enough, and then they just don't implement things and it doesn't work. So I'm really picky with the people that I work with, and I choose the best.
Yes, you do. And I think that was super clear, and you totally answered the question. So what are the secrets of your success? Because we all know that, like, sometimes you can have a bit of success and then it drops away, or you could get lazy. Like, do you have a morning routine? Do you have non-negotiables? Or do you just cruise through life and do whatever you want?
That's a good question. Yeah. Look, I like routines, but for no more than 3 months. So I get sick of things. I get really tired. I think the secret of my success and everyone's success, and success has no secrets. Success, it requires hard work and consistency. And if you can choose only one thing to have in your life, you want to pick consistency. Because people don't realize that if you made the decision to succeed and you implement strategies and you work consistently, there's no other way than to succeed. Because you will find the way. Eventually, you'll find the way. So you need to be open-minded enough to understand that you don't know everything and that you can always learn something new. And understand that you're not going to be everything right. And when you make things wrong, you need to learn the lesson and move on. And being humble in your approach and understanding that surely you can do things better, always. And be willing and hungry enough to find for better ways, it's going to help you succeed. So sometimes you fail. I don't like the word failing, because I don't think anyone fails. The only way to fail is to give up. And I was asked once, when I first made my first six figures, and it's like, what's your biggest failure in life? And it was a live interview like that. And I'm like, I couldn't answer. I'm like, I never used this word before, because there's no failure. If you learn the lesson and move on, you get out more strong, right? So failure is the end. Like, you die, you fail. And it's not even like that, you know, like, you only fail if you give up.
Yeah.
So basically, keep being consistent and don't stop moving, and you'll win.
Beautiful. I love that. And what's your driving force? Do you have a vision, or a vision beyond the vision, or a charity you want to set up? Or what's the why? What gets you out of bed early? What makes you show up consistently? What makes you get up and do the work on a Sunday when everyone else is hungover and sleeping in?
Yeah, right. So in my way, it's nothing super inspiring. It's not that I want to change the world, which I want. But what gets me inspired is I'm very curious to see how far I can get and how many people I can help and how much I can grow before I die. And it is like that, because I was a few times about to die. And when I say about to die, I say like death and coming back to life after 10 days in a coma. And then you realize, wow, I could be gone in a fraction of a second. Like, every second on earth, every second above the ground is a great thing, you know? So then some people settle for nothing. Some people settle for a little bit more. I just want to see what am I capable of achieving. And in the meantime, I want to make sure that my impact in the world is positive. So the day that I'm dying, the day that I die, it might be tomorrow, it might be in the next 10 minutes, I hope it isn't. I want to feel that the balance in the world is positive. So that means that the world was is in a better place now than what it was when I got here, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And do you have like a secret weapon, you know, like cacao, or do you do yoga, or do you do a money dance, or
cacao?
Journal? Tell us one secret that makes you so special.
Cacao.
Special incense. Cacao's posh for hot chocolate.
I burn a lot of incense, yeah. What is my formula? I don't really have a magic thing. I just choose to be happy every day. And sometimes I'm pissed off and I've got a strong character. But, you know, I think in life you got two choices. You can look at the bright side, you can look at the dark side. You can boil it down to this choice. And it doesn't matter how bad things are for you, you can always choose to look at the bright side. And I warranty, if you're breathing, you got something to be happy for. And I choose to, even though sometimes you feel like crap, you feel like you're not making money, you're not, your business is not working, whatever, your love relationships suck or are inexistent, as it is in my case, you might feel like shit, but you can also think, well, what's positive about that? What's good about that? And you can find something that you can be happy for. And it's going to make a whole difference, because rich people are not happy because they're rich. Rich people are rich because they're happy. So, and when I say rich, I don't mean I'm not talking only about money. I'm talking about everything.
Yeah, I totally agree. Having worked for the rich and famous for years, there's two extremes. There's the unhappy ones and the very happy ones, and it's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you think there was one thing, like when you did your first six figures and you made that first big jump, was there something that you worked out or started doing that was like, ah, now I've got it? Was it a way you were writing copy or messaging or getting more clarity on the people you serve? Can you remember if there was one thing that really set you apart from the rest?
Look, I don't think so. I think what makes the big difference is to make the conscious and subconscious decision to succeed and to believe that you will. Because sometimes we say things, but deep down we don't feel them. And when I made the decision, I couldn't care less about anything else. I said, hey, you know what? This is going to work. I don't know when, but it's going to work. And this attitude of absolute certainty will absolutely deliver the results that you're looking for. But don't do that expecting that the results will show up tomorrow. Do it today expecting the results to show sometimes. And as Wayne Dyer said, infinite patience will bring you immediate results. And it's a big truth. That's it. And then the other thing that I think that for some reason I'm getting really easily and other people take a little bit longer to get is like communicate through the emotions and understanding that we are emotional beings. We are not human beings. We are emotional beings. And when you understand that, you can get your message come across to your audience. And this is definitely something that you need if you're in business, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I love that. That's one of the reasons I, you know, got you on the show and wanted to talk to you, because you are a master communicator. And it's something that I really like about you, because you see so many people going, me, 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 and I, and you really do hit a nerve in the heart whenever you write and speak. And it's powerful.
Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for being on the show. I've just got one more question before we wrap it up. What do you think is the best book you've read this year?
The best book I've read this year. Which one? Oh, look. It's two books from the same authors. And I recommend these books to fucking everyone. Well, can I say three?
Yeah, it's my show. We swear.
Look, there is a book called Extreme Ownership from Jocko Willing and Leif Babin. They're two Navy SEALs, and it is absolutely mind-blowing, and it's really easy to read because they keep playing with examples from war and examples in business, and in real life. And this is one. The second one that they wrote, and it's like one book because it's same topic. It's called The Dichotomy of Leadership, and it is fantastic. It is, they're two fantastic books. And for the ones that, you know, that they always find excuses, and oh, I'll do it tomorrow, oh, this is not for me, oh, my life sucks, but, you know, this is what I got. I recommend another book, which is called It Can't Hurt Me, from David Goggins. And look, it's going to turn you into a superhuman. I've been
ominous listening to him because I was too scared to turn around.
Look, there's three amazing books on personal development and leadership. And if you have no idea what personal development is, any of these books will work a treat. Yeah.
You're a legend. I'm going to put Carlos's details below so you can check him out. He's great to follow, even if you don't think you need coaching or any personal development. He's pretty funny and entertaining and so full of soul. Carlos, I'm so happy I found you and that you're in my world. I think you rock. And thanks so much for being on the show. I'm really honored that you chose to give us your time today. So thanks, mate. You're a legend. Keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, love your work.
Thanks for having me. I hope that was valuable. And as Amanda said, reach out to me. And happy to have a laugh and a chat.
Stay awesome. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.